The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock now. As you will have heard in the news headlines today, the results of a post-mortem on the bodies of two elderly people found dead in Tipperary is due today. The bodies were found yesterday and thought to have been there for several months. The latest on this, I'm joined by Sheila Nocton. She's Head of News with Tip FM. Sheila, what more can you tell us?
So, as you mentioned there, obviously this discovery was made yesterday. It was made around 4 p.m. when Gardaí entered the home. And so just to give people an idea, it's actually 3 miles outside Clunene. So Clunene itself is quite rural. And then this is even further outside that. Some pictures circulating people will see. It was a house very much on its own. We know that the couple, they are believed to be a retired couple originally from the UK in their late 70s, but they had been living in the area for a number of years, although we have heard reports that they may have had more than one home. So it's possible they didn't spend all of their time in Clunene. It's reported that the gentleman involved in this case actually told a neighbour recently, or well, as recent as they were last seen, that they were moving away from the area. So it was believed that the house was, in fact, empty. So that is why maybe they weren't checked on or looked in on, because they had said they were leaving. And of course, then we know COVID hit. Then in the last few days, there were two cars seen in behind the house, and somebody was in the fields nearby and noticed the two cars around the house. So they alerted Gardaí to suspicious activity. And that's so ultimately yesterday when the discovery was made.
And what do we know about this couple and how long they've been in the area, or what their connections were to the area?
Yeah, there actually doesn't seem to be much of a connection. Like, much of the people we've spoken to actually aren't even sure of their names. They were obviously a retired couple who spent much of their time here, but they liked to be by themselves. They liked to, I suppose, live a quiet life. They were described as being unassuming. So maybe not huge connections to people in the area. And they're also believed to have no children either. So people have questioned, you know, maybe why family didn't notice. But, you know, if they've no children, you'd wonder who was the next closest relative. And if they spent much time in Ireland, maybe they just lost touch. So we're not sure of much of a connection, although the community still knew them well enough for them to inform neighbours that they were leaving. But people are, I think, as you can imagine, very shocked, very upset. And we spoke to a local councillor today, and he said much of the kind of rhetoric and conversation that's happening now around it online, and speculation as to, you know, these people were effectively being, people are saying they were neglected, which isn't the case. People just thought they weren't there. This is a very warm, welcoming community, and I think they're hurt by this and also the comments about it.
Yeah, Alison, I think, and yeah, you can understand the kind of the gut reaction from some people, but as you say, if they're not of the community and they kept to themselves and they did spend time out of the country, you could understand why people would think they are just simply out of the country when they haven't seen them for a while. Yeah.
There's a very thin line between being friendly and coming and saying hello to someone, and then also them being like, I wish they'd stop overstaying their welcome. You know, like, you'd wonder how much you should impose on somebody's life if they've chosen to be by themselves. So I think we have to maybe go easy a little bit online as well. I think that's what the community are quite upset about, what's happened. Like, you know, it's a very, very small place. And even I'm sure when people heard the news originally of like two bodies, they all thought, who's it going to be?
Yeah, listen, as any community would, it is an awful story nonetheless, and we appreciate the update. Sheila Nocton is Head of News with Tip FM. Seamus Boland is the CEO of Irish Rural Link. Seamus, I'm sure first and foremost you'd like to express your sympathies to the families involved.
Absolutely, Kieran. I think that there will be a family somewhere, and I hope you know, they can get support and consolation, because this is a terrible way to find out the death of somebody who is your family or related to you. And also, Kieran, I would also sympathise with the community there, because as your previous speaker said, they will be upset. I think they shouldn't be, but they will be upset, and they will be annoyed and angry that it happened in their area. But as was well explained by your previous speaker, these things can happen in certain circumstances. Of course, we don't know the circumstances here.
No.
But I think people should, you know, look at this situation, try and learn, but certainly not feel guilty or feel that they're somehow responsible.
No, and before I ask you this next question, I want to add the caveat that I'm not in any way finger pointing then at people in and around this part of the world and suggesting that they should have done more. There is a value, isn't there, Seamus, and you and I have spoken about this before, on knowing the neighbours and knocking on the door and picking up the phone, isn't there?
Yes, Kieran, and indeed, I know you're not pointing any fingers at all. In fact, we have spoken about this before. Look, we keep saying, we said that we had a volunteer group going during COVID who were calling to as many houses as possible. And our mantra was, don't apologise for being nosy. If being nosy gets you a slight telling off, well, at least you've learned the person is okay, they're alive, they're healthy, and there's less to worry about. I think there is in rural Ireland, and thankfully these occurrences are rare enough. They do happen, and they happen under certain circumstances. We have a tradition of being nosy, checking in on people, noticing strange happenings or any unusual happenings in the area. And, you know, Community Alert and Neighbourhood Watch and all of those programs do a fantastic job. Our own Meals and Wheels caring service, where we have volunteers going out to the most isolated rural areas, also is able to find people in distress, and there can't be enough of that. But this is the reality in rural Ireland, but it is that we live in very rural isolated areas, and sometimes a house not adjacent to houses can go missed.
And is that a problem? Do you think that's getting worse in parts of the country, or does kind of digital connectivity make it a little easier to reach out?
Unfortunately, the digital connectivity, if you don't mind me saying, hasn't caught up at all. And in many ways, it is actually becoming a divide at the moment. And we need to do something about that. And, you know, we did a Citizens Online, which is ending now, I think, which should be renewed. But here's the thing, Kieran. There is no substitute for knowing who your neighbour is, knowing where your neighbour lives and knowing who's in that house, and being aware of that person and being aware of, and if they need help. And as I said, never apologise to know if they ask them if they need help. But you're right, the connectivity is a problem. The fact that we still haven't got broadband fully rolled out isn't helping. But there is no substitute for personal intervention, as in neighbours calling on neighbours, finding out who they are, where they are, if they need help. I know in our Meals and Wheels, we are astonished often when somebody brings a meal to somebody living way up the mountain, as it were, to discover actually they need a lot more than a meal. They need a doctor, they need help. Yeah. And during the COVID volunteer program we had, I think all of our volunteers came back and said they knew there was loneliness in rural areas, but they never realised what a problem it is.
Right. Well, listen, Seamus, we appreciate your time as well. Seamus Boland is the CEO of Irish Rural Link. I'm sure more details will emerge about the circumstances here, but ultimately an awful tragedy, and our sympathies, as Seamus and Sheila said, with the families of both victims, wherever they happen to be. Plenty still to come. The Hard Shoulder. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.